Camp. RFA. The Risen Fist Affiliates. Mr. Mick. Yeah, I tried real hard to be good, man. I did. Why is it so hard to erase me from your cortex? I view you like the gum on the bottom of my cortex, yeah. So beneath me, reap what you sow, you should sow a treaty. Fuel in the past till you brought the name up. Put the match to the gas, now it's time to flame up. What? You thought I put the pen down cause I quit Facebook? Now I can't get down cause I don't know the shows at a fucking campground. That it's hi. Not you can't till I'm camped in
the welcome ground. To Blogging Man, Under the Influence, episode 100, and I don't give a fuck. No snap, my name is Mick.
I am, as they say in France, T-Bone Mo Motherfucking Fabulous.
Whoop!
Whoop! You're supposed to say ARP.
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 Whoop.
ARP. ARP.
Whoop! Let's start there. Let's talk about that. Have we talked about that on the podcast?
I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
Where the whoop and ARP came from.
Oh, the skunk apes.
The skunk apes. Okay. What's a skunk ape?
Well, it's the cryptozoologist may consider.
Right.
It's that's
can you get like a degree in that shit?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Is that a real thing? A cryptozoologist?
Yeah.
Like I've seen it on the
yeah.
the off channel, yeah. you know, like the History Channel oh, 2 sure. and you know, you the travel channel and
you
shit
can
like
totally
that.
Totally get a degree in cryptozoology.
What are you gonna do with that
and
degree?
Look for Sasquatch. Look for skunk apes. Look for chupacabra in Mexico.
Chupacabra, yeah, that's another big one.
Look for the Yeti.
Sasquatch, Yeti, skunk ape. Man, there's like...
Look for the sexy drunk chick at the bar.
Well, I don't think they offer degrees in that.
Oh, they do. It's,
I don't know
get
what
them
the pay
the
scale on that
Sleasure,
is.
Sleasure University.
Yeah. Maybe you get like an endorsement from Trojan or something if that's your profession.
Walk up and be like, "Hey, does this drink taste like roofies?
does this
taste like roofies to you?
Does this smell like ether to you?
Yeah, does my sleeve have chloroform on it? Let me give you a hug."
Cryptozoologist. Okay, where were we going with this?
You were talking about looking for skunk apes.
Yeah, I was. No, okay. No, the whoop ARP thing, right?
Right.
Like, that's part of our circle of friends. So it's not uncommon for one of us...
To tree knock.
To, A, tree knock, or to B, give a whoop when we're around each other but can't see each other.
Right. Especially in a wooded, secluded area.
Yeah, like down at the campsite.
Where there's a big fire going and you're walking through and nobody thinks you're even coming.
Right. So where did that originate? Because I wasn't part of the origin story of this. I came in after.
Because skunk apes down in Florida and in the inbred South, like the deep South.
Right, Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah, any of the inbred South. Like where it's okay to...
West Virginia.
Have kids with your cousin or
right.
your aunt or uncle or whatever. What
it's
have
accepted.
You.
It's actually promoted.
Yeah, that's... We're like eating boogers and watching Monday Night Raw.
I think the person running for governor in West Virginia right now, I think their slogan is keep incest alive.
I'm not sure who it is, but they'll probably win.
They printed it up on the, you know.
Their family tree looks like a toothpick.
With the rebel flag in the background.
Good for that. Hey, you know, I do like somebody that's not as scared to run on their, you know, just run with what they want to, what they yeah. feel like saying.
Yeah, Billy Bob Joe Burton for governor. Keep incest alive.
Yeah. Anyway. So, skunk apes, you know, do a lot of tree knocking. That like down in Florida, like, you know, much like in the northwest of America where the Sasquatch is.
Yeah.
Well, down in the southern, southeastern Gulf part of America, they have skunk apes that allegedly or whatever, but they stink. They smell, they like, they're real musty smelling.
Yeah.
Real musky. Like,
I've heard
like
that.
BO.
And cat musty cat piss.
Right. Right. And so they knock on, you know, they take logs and hit trees and knock on trees, and that's their call to one another is the whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. And they call back with a arp.
Arp.
And if you get like a two male skunk apes buggering in a briar patch.
Two male skunk apes buggering in a briar patch.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the show title so quickly, sir.
Hey, I do what I do. I do what I do. But, you know, that's kind of where it all started. And they're just the group of retards or friends or whatever you call it. That,
right.
That I have subscribed to for 20 years. That's just kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, all that came to a head when we were camping.
I didn't get any head.
You may have that night. I don't remember. I don't think you did, though. I don't think you did. I don't think that person was around then. But anyway, we went camping, and was, 10, 12 of us down there?
I would say
I'm talking about the night of the skunk ape.
Yeah.
To just
in that neighborhood.
Fill you in. And we showed up late because I think either I or my wife had to work, so we got there later on a Saturday night. We're just camping for one night. And Lovey, Reverend Love, part of the show. He's going to be back too. I just didn't invite him to this one, but he's going to be involved in some shows in the near future. But anyway, he's a type 1 diabetic, number one, right?
Pretty douchey.
And we were basically just being carnivorous motherfuckers that night. We just cooked a bunch of meat on the fire, and our meals were meat. So there was meat. We ate meat.
And then there was more meat.
Reverend Love ate meat, but guess what's not in meat?
Any kind of sustainable sugars.
Yes, no carbohydrates whatsoever. Especially if we're just doing straight meat on the fire.
And drinking heavily.
And drinking, but Luffy wasn't drinking, though. Had he been drinking, he probably would have been okay.
Yeah, he'd had a few beers.
Did he have a few beers?
He was drinking.
Okay, I don't recall that. We had set our tent up next to Lovey's tent, my wife and I, and he went to bed early. He went to bed around midnight or so, and it started raining, and I think the rest of us probably went to bed around 2, 2:30, something like that.
At some point.
And we were all pretty fucked up. And at one point, I got up, because I had to piss, and Lovey was dangling out of his tent saying, "Oh, John, good, help me." I'm like, "Well, what the fuck are you talking about?" He's like, "I don't know where I am. And my arm hurts." And I'm like, this is the first time I'd been down to the campground,
right?
I think.
Right.
And
he was there the year before. Anyway.
This is on his property. He had no fucking clue to get back to his house. He was telling me his arm hurt and shit. And so I helped him up. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bud. You know, this way, I think. And eventually made his way up to it. But I think I skipped the funny part. The funny part is, while we're still up between like midnight and 2, 2:30 or whatever, we hear a bunch of, flailing and
aggressive masturbatory sounds.
Right. It sounded like somebody was trying to fuck a rabid skunk or something in their tent.
Well, and this from someone who has, porn that is disgusting.
You or him?
Scott.
Oh, yeah.
This is
the anime porn.
And this is someone that's not disgusted. I'm someone that's not disgusted. You're talking about somebody that has porn that is disgusting. that I'll watch and be like, that is distasteful. And there's not a lot. I mean, I know nobody's listening and nobody knows me, but There's not a lot of things that I would say are distasteful. And
right.
This feller has some distasteful porn. So, you know, it just seems like...
nobody's listening. That's
So, you know...
Thanks for that. Nobody's listening. We'll get some fucking listeners.
Either way.
I'm just going to tag it with your real government name.
Should you ever arise out of your mom's basement... and come to this part of the country. Anyway, this fellow has some disgusting porn. So I just thought maybe he was, like, just having at himself.
I don't know what we thought.
Paint the walls of his tent or something.
I don't think we actually thought in that situation. I think, you know, like all the other times, you know, Scott will be fine. You know, we don't really know what's going on, but we figure he's just having trouble sleeping or something. He hadn't been known for having seizures, which I guess we should have known as a friend of the guy that low blood sugar can cause that. But that never entered our mind.
With it.
So, what do you mean?
His seizures are epileptic. He takes medicine. I mean, he takes seizure medicine.
I know he takes seizure medication.
That has nothing to do with blood sugar.
I don't necessarily agree with that, man.
He did a sleep study. They tested his brain waves. It's all brain waves. It's epileptic.
But it doesn't. Low blood sugar causes
it can
seizures.
It can, but his are totally brain waves. It's total sleep. Okay. It's total sleep waves.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, we didn't know what the fuck was going on. We were just making fun of the guy. So,
and
we
really,
kept beating
if we had
on
known
trees.
What was going on, I probably still would have made fun of the guy.
We just kept beating on trees and whooping and arping back and forth and shit. And then we all went to bed thinking everything was cool and get up the next morning after, I sent Scott up the hill to go back to his fucking house. I had no idea the seriousness of it, but he dislocated his shoulder because he had a fucking seizure in his tent. And, we're dickheads. But that's where the whoop and arp came from, at least in my mind. I mean, the origin stories are probably much deeper than that.
Yeah,
but,
well, I mean, it's all part of the same, it's all part of the same.
So I guarantee if I run into T-Bone or Lovey or Baker or
Other Baker
or Other Baker,
Henry Higgins.
Yeah. If I see them from across the fucking store at a supermarket, I'm going to go whoop.
Yeah.
And I guarantee they'll give me an ARP back.
Yeah. They'll all know.
Yeah.
It's a close circle. Jerk.
It's a close circle jerk. I haven't been a part of the jerk part yet. I'm a little jealous of that.
Well, you got to be a 20-year member.
Well, who the fuck goes back further than me?
Well, I'm talking about it.
If you're the founder, I have to be the vice president.
Well, for this has went on longer than I have known these, fellows.
Okay. Yeah. You got Chuck, who's older.
Yeah, all of them are 10 years older than us. Even.
Cooter Holland, who's older.
Danny. I mean, all of those guys are
Danny
10 years
P.
older than us. I mean,
the notorious Danny P.
Something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it's actually, it's pretty fun in the woods, and it's a good way to communicate, and you can really understand why the skunk apes communicate that way. Because you can hear it from a long ways away. Because
they're real.
Until you prove that they're not real.
No, that ain't the fucking way it works.
Oh, really?
No,
well,
you have to prove something.
Prove climate change, then.
Climate change can be proved.
Man-made climate change?
Climate change can be proved.
Okay, well, I'm saying prove man-made climate change. You show me some evidence.
I'm not going to jump on that side
what
of the
What about
fence.
The
you know better than that
douchebag ISIL attack in America? You proved to me that wasn't... An inside job.
God. I said we weren't going to talk about mass shootings today, even though I did bring up a topic in pre-show about mass shooting. That was more about the sentencing. But Yeah.
Okay, then on that note, show me some evidence where gun laws work. You show me, like, where's the places in America that have the tightest gun laws?
Oh, Chicago.
Okay.
Washington,
California.
D.C.
California. Has the tightest of all the left coast. The whole left coast.
I think Chicago and D.C. are... and New York, too. New York City, that it's an all-out gun ban. I mean, you don't get much tighter than saying you can't have guns. I don't know anything about the laws in California, to be honest with you.
It is weird how, like, all these people disregard the law.
Well, it's
almost as if, like, if you banned drugs.
Oh, yeah, they did that. How'd that work out?
It's almost like...
It hasn't. Not at all.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, if you ban drugs, you're actually creating a market. Then you've just created a market for these drugs.
There it is. Open up the black market.
Yes.
Might as well come with a fucking
neon sign. Oh, guns are illegal? Well,
yeah.
I can get guns from Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, like...
No, I mean, you know what's coming with, and Obama's already said that, you know, it's disgusting or whatever that... people that are on an FBI watch list or a no-fly list or whatever have access to weapons. And okay, that's, I don't altogether disagree with that, but you have to fucking realize that prohibition does not and has never worked in this country for anything. Let alone weaponry.
So what you're telling me is, let's just say we just decided to start a war on drugs. And we just have a prohibition.
Ronald Reagan, I'm listening. Or Nancy Reagan. Just
so
say no.
You're telling me, what if we spend trillions of dollars on this war on drugs?
Okay, I'm listening.
You're telling me that in 33 years... there's not going to be any drugs on the street.
Oh, absolutely.
I know in this little community in Blackford County of four people that have died since fucking June.
Of a heroin overdose.
Heroin overdose in this little butt stain of a city.
Yeah, this town has, what, 6,900 people, 6,700 people,
lucky.
Something like that? And
depends on how full the jail is.
The county itself's got about 15,000 people.
Ish.
Yeah, and we're dealing with heroin overdoses here.
So you're telling me, like, let's say, for example, let's take this little mental journey.
All right.
You're telling me what if the government made a prohibition against alcohol? What do you think would happen? The mafia.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Capone.
Al Capone, Lucky that's, Luciano.
That's what happened. That did a way better job, right?
So the
once you made
Nucky
it illegal,
Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, once you make it illegal, then anybody's got to have it. Everybody's got to have it.
Yeah. And there's a great clip, and I'm sure it's from a movie or a speech or something, but my favorite rap artist happens to be Royce da 5'9" from Detroit. He's Eminem's buddy. He's did a couple of albums with Eminem, Bad Meets Evil. And he put a clip on one of his earlier, I think the album was called Independence Day. I don't know where he got the clip, so I don't know who to give credit to, but he basically said that if you outlaw guns, the law-abiding citizens will be unarmed, and the criminals will have all the guns.
That's what I like. Continue to maintain.
Fucking
is,
hello,
like,
Chicago.
Anywhere, name like the look at the left coast. Look at New York.
Now I want to concentrate on Chicago because there was a shooting recently there.
Look at
the criminals had all the guns. Who is the criminal? The fucking cops. There has been a trend of cops shooting people that shouldn't have been shot recently.
Yeah.
And we can take this back to, You know, we've debated on this show about Trayvon Martin and whether or not that was a justified homicide. I hope in the last couple of years you've changed your tune a little bit about that. We've talked about it.
Are you talking to the audience?
I'm talking to you.
You're talking to
T-Bone Mo Fabulous. I'm talking about you. No. You still think George Zimmerman was justified in shooting that child?
I think I don't think it was a child, for one thing. The
17.
Yeah, that's
I have a 17-year-old.
Sure,
that's a
but
child.
That's not a 6'1", 17-year-old. There's a big difference between you're using child just strictly chronologically. Maturity-wise, you know, that's a total different story, and that makes a total difference. You know, you take a 17-year-old kid that's raging, full of hormones, with a fat cop or a fat, you know, overweight, lazy.
Wasn't even a cop. He was
just a
neighborhood watch guy.
Sure, but he's, you know, trying to help his neighborhood out.
Okay, well.
I'm saying is,
let me get back to my point, because I called you out on your opinion on that for a reason, because Zimmerman has been arrested multiple times.
Sure, he's a crummy person.
For weapons violations and battery.
He's a crummy person.
So, thinking back on it, don't you think that maybe he may have not been justified?
No.
What evidence do you have? Because we've got his personality and his fucking track record as
evidence now.
Well,
you can't look at things that's happened.
We have nothing on Trayvon Martin other than his size.
Sure.
And his age.
Well, you know.
And his fucking sweatshirt.
Yeah, well, or Skittles or whatever.
Wow.
But there's also, you know, you can't use what the guy is, you know, this obviously changed that guy to start, because he didn't have this kind of shit before. You know, George Zimmerman didn't have this kind of problems before.
That's...
So this, you know, that you can't really judge him based on what he's done since then. I'm saying, if you're in charge of taking care of these people's neighborhood, and you're living in a place where we live in Hartford City, there's no violence, there's nothing, there's not people getting shot or murdered.
Sidebar, I have hardcore evidence to back this up. We ordered some Christmas presents for the boys, some not cheap Christmas presents from Amazon. Apparently those got delivered yesterday on my front porch.
Right.
My wife discovered them this morning when she was taking out the trash. So, basically several hundred dollars worth of electronics were sitting on my front porch for 15, 20 hours.
Right.
Unbothered.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They had frost on them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We live
because they've been outside.
We live in a total different area too.
Yeah,
so you don't know. You know, you got to protect yourself too. If there's a bunch of crime and shit going on in your neighborhood, what would you do? You have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And if somebody's out there protecting the neighborhood, and they see somebody that won't stop, won't listen to their commands, possibly tries to attack them, whatever. You know what? I want them to shoot that person. Seriously.
For not listening to
because that person has
let's
no
be
business.
Clear, Mexican-American, right? George Zimmerman was not a white person.
Yeah, so...
He was a Mexican-American.
Sure. Latin-American. First of all, let's detach race from this. Because there's been lots of these crimes that have happened.
Okay.
If you examine other races, like what race on race, that has nothing to do with it. If it's a white kid, a purple kid, a yellow kid, I don't care. If we live in a place where there's that kind of crime and that there's that kind of criminal element and somebody on neighborhood watch shoots somebody, I want them to shoot somebody.
Okay. I'm just saying, and I know
So what, do you think it's racially motivated?
I'm with you. Let me talk. I'm with you. I think race should be eliminated.
Yeah.
From this,
because I get so sick of the fucking race card and this shit.
You're right, but guess what? We're two fucking white guys sitting here.
Sure, but guess what?
Rural look Indiana.
Look at the actual accounts of crime. Look at the actual accounts of white people shot by police. That's much more than black people, much more than yellow people, brown people, any people.
Right.
So there's a lot more white people that get shot. I'm not saying this as a matter of white power or any of that stupid shit. I'm saying let's remove this from race. If this was a black guy that shot a white guy in the neighborhood, you wouldn't have even ever heard of this story.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, not probably. And it's happened.
Well, even more to your point, if it was a black guy shooting another black guy,
you'd definitely
not even on the fucking
news. May not
news.
Have even made the paper in the town.
Yeah. You know, and we, you know, our closest metropolitan area is Indianapolis. And we, you know, we get our local and daily news from Indianapolis. So, you know, we watch the 11 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, you know, whatever. I think all of us, at least at some point, try to catch something from the news every day. And
little as possible.
Right.
I hate it.
But yeah, it's, you know, we both used to live in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And this fucking place has become like the new Detroit as far as urban crime.
Yeah. And it's sickening. And that's why I say with this Trayvon Martin case specifically that you're talking about, and you're trying to see if I changed my opinion, which I haven't, and I still maintain I would have shot the motherfucker.
Well, you don't.
Because I don't care if
you don't know what he done.
I don't care. I tell you what, if people start doing this shit in the town I live in, you know, there starts being crime, and I promise you there'll be somebody walking around town, and if they see somebody, I hope they say, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
And if that person comes at him and doesn't respond, I hope they get shot. It's fucking, that guy won the Darwin Award. Sorry. You know what? You know how many times I've been shot at for trying to rob somebody?
None.
Yeah. You know right. why? Because I don't fucking rob people.
Well,
I'm sorry. It's a travesty that that kid got killed. And I think it's tragic. And I think that sucks. But, George Zimmerman's turned out to be a crummy person. I'm saying just the situation. If you strip the names and strip the color off of it, you never would have even heard about this.
Well, okay, I understand your point. I do. I don't totally disagree with what you're saying, but we don't know. And I feel like this is a throwback to a fucking podcast that we should have done 2 years ago. And I apologize because there have been a lot more, even higher profile cases,
alleged or otherwise,
about racial insensitivities and cops.
Sure.
Not, you know.
You're also making the situation
potentially being
you're making it impossible on the police, too.
You're making it impossible on the good police.
Sure. I like to see the good in people. I've always been that way, and I will always be that way. And I'm telling you, as somebody, If I saw somebody now just walking around the neighborhood that I don't recognize, I'm going to say something to him. I will go out there and say something. I have done it. I will continue to do it.
Well, yeah.
And I tell you what, that
community.
Motherfucker comes at me, you're probably going to read this shit in the paper. Because I will. They don't belong there.
Well,
and if you can't answer
why
you're there.
That's where this gets confused in my opinion on it versus your opinion on it, because I don't know what Trayvon Martin did to George Zimmerman to incite that kind of reaction. If he turned around, like if George was following him as part of his neighborhood watch routine, like there's just a random teenager, regardless of,
because you don't know what that kid's doing,
what color he is. He doesn't live here. I know he doesn't live here because I live here, so I'm going to keep an eye on this kid. If he had an adverse reaction that was uber violent that made Zimmerman pull a gun out to defend himself, abso-fucking-lutely, I agree with you. Because if I see a weird fucking kid walking down maestry.
Especially a kid that's 6'1 and is big and doesn't look like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, there's that component too. It doesn't look, it's not like it's a 15-year-old, like 5-foot kid. Like you're right. Like, all right, motherfucker, pull up your pants.
Right. Yeah.
Move along. You know, this is a man. This is a full grown man. You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it, regardless, if that kid would have been 18, regardless of age, you don't know if that motherfucker's going to attack you.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to, protect your area. Now, and I also said when this first happened, if this is racially motivated, if it comes out that George Zimmerman has, you know, I said they should fry his ass. If you'll remember.
Yeah.
And I maintain that too. If he did this just out of a racist thing or something malicious, they should fry his fucking ass.
Yeah.
But if he did it out of trying to protect his family or protect, fuck that. That kid, you got to shoot.
Well, even based on his track record since then, his legal statuses and whatnot, he reacts in anger.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like there hasn't been anything showed that he reacts to race
civilly,
or he just like sneaks up on people and fucking hits them. You know what I mean?
Whatever
he's done since then has been based on a certain rage, which certainly is a character flaw and he needs to get taken care of. But there hadn't been anything that says this guy hates black people.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened since then to say this guy hates black people because he's half Latin himself, you know. And I hate to even say that we have to say half Latin. He's, you know, he's Latin, right?
Appears that way. I mean, I don't know the guy, but.
So he was just painted as a and
white guy.
This term needs to get thrown out the fucking window, but a white Latino.
Yeah. Or to start with, all they kept saying was he's Caucasian.
Yeah.
That's what they obviously what the media says is that he's Caucasian. Does that motherfucker look Caucasian to you?
That was.
I'm not a racist person. I'm not judging.
He's a lighter skinned Latin fella, but.
Does he look like a Caucasian person to you? Fuck no.
No.
Said no one ever. Ever. You know, I wish they could totally remove race from all this, because things like that, we wouldn't even be talking about because we wouldn't know about it.
If I could police the state, right?
Yeah.
Race would not be involved in public news broadcasts.
It doesn't belong there.
It wouldn't be there.
It's just like religion. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah, because the less you talk about it, the less it matters. The more you talk about it, the more it matters. And I fucking know.
The rat people
that probably hear me say this are going to fucking hate me for it. But I'm a white guy in rural Indiana. I don't think race needs to be a part of the conversation. It just needs to be
the best thing
about being inhumane to each other, because that's what it boils down to. People just being dickbags to each other.
Yeah, be a human. And to me, that's, you know, the best way to combat racism is to quit talking about it. Quit bringing it up. Quit making it an issue.
Right.
It's just like in school when you're little kids. If people pick on you, well, just don't accept that they're picking on you. Yeah. Just move on.
I think
if you don't fucking pay attention to it and don't talk about it, just who cares, man?
I won't say every, but I think a lot of ethnicities in our American culture have found a way to prosper one way or another.
Shit, yeah.
Now, I don't think it's fairly balanced. You can't debate the fact
that
there are.
No, you can't debate stats. I don't disagree.
Well, okay, let me finish my sentence there.
I'm not really good at that.
Mo-fabulous. You can't debate the fact there are more black Americans locked up than there are any other race. You can't debate that.
No, you can also.
And there is a culture of racism in this country. But back to your point, and back to my point, I think it's propelled by how much advertisement we give it.
We pay it way too much attention.
Yeah.
you're making the, you know, a lot of people have psychological rules that, well, I can't possibly succeed. The only thing I can do is crime or be a criminal.
Yeah.
I understand that. I don't know, understand that firsthand. But to me, that's why I get so sick of, you know, the media jumps on this stuff like it's candy.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, and it's tragic, and, man, like a shit in Ferguson. Do you know if that had been a white cop shooting a white meth head? Nobody would have known about that.
Right. Yeah.
You know how many cops were probably attacked by a meth head and shot him? if there was a statistic, I bet you can't find it.
Right.
But like a white cop shot a white meth head.
Right.
I mean.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's, and that's.
I'm not saying that's okay. I'm not saying that that's not. I'm just saying let's remove race from it and look at what really happens.
Right.
Don't just look at the picture that the media lets you see.
Yeah, you know, very true.
You know, remove the curtain.
Well, take the Ferguson case, right? That was the cat that stole blunts from the convenience store, yeah. And then everybody said he had his hands up, saying right. "Don't shoot," and there's no evidence of that at all.
Yeah, there's actually marks on the officer's face
and
where he got punched
this,
in the face.
This cat's documented that he was reaching in the patrol car, you know, attempting to at least hurt the cops that were in there. You know, and I don't know the rest of the situation. I won't pretend to be a fucking expert on that shit.
And nobody does because none of us were there.
I would just wager to say that no matter what race that guy was,
you deserve
he
to
probably
be
would have got... No, I won't go that far, but he probably would have got fucking gunned down that day. Not maybe not deservedly so.
I think
maybe the cop overreacted, and I think there's more of a problem civilly of how we deal with those situations, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But
my thing
I don't
is,
necessarily think he needed to be gunned down. Did he need to be dealt with? Yup.
I don't know.
Gunned down, maybe not.
I don't know.
Regardless of race, that could have been a white dude. That could have been a Mexican dude. That could have been an Israeli. They just wanted some blunts.
I like to look at it.
They got caught up.
Ambivalence of the race.
Right.
I don't care. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I don't care what color. I don't care. I don't care what color it is. If you do something like that to a police officer, guess what? You deserve to get shot.
Yep.
You cannot do. Do you know? And I don't put myself in the position of a police officer. What would you do? You have no recourse, and everything you do is going to be scrutinized. But yet you have to protect everybody, and this kid's attacking you. This great big person is attacking you.
Yeah.
Again, not a little kid. It was presented that it was a kid. This isn't a kid.
No, this guy wasn't.
This is a mature
in St. Louis.
Adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ferguson, or yeah.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
Any of that. What would you do as a cop? What are you supposed to do? Let them shoot you first? You don't know if that motherfucker's got a gun. You don't know if he's going to stab you. You don't know any of that. Could you imagine being a cop? What are you supposed to do? I would have shot the motherfucker, too.
Here's what I think.
If you're doing something and you get shot by a cop, I'm going to say probably 9 times out of 10, you probably shouldn't have been. I've been to jail. I've been in trouble. I've got mouthy with them. You know, I've deserved every part of every little extra bruise that I got or whatever. I don't consider that police brutality. You know what? If I wouldn't have been doing what I was doing, I would have never happened.
Right. Well, I think across the board, in the United States, there should be a major move to non-lethal weaponry carried by police officers.
Yeah, but then what are they going to do if somebody has lethal weapons? Because, see...
Hear me out. I didn't say that they shouldn't have access and or carry lethal weaponry. I said there should be a move towards non-lethal weaponry. Which means, guess what? A cop could carry a taser, right? Which they all do. most of them nowadays, they could carry a gun with non-lethal weaponry, rubber bullets or beanbags, and they can also carry lethal weaponry. Okay, so Trayvon Martin's acting a fool. I think he needs put in his place. I think he's breaking the law right now. A couple fucking rubber bullets to the face is going to subdue him.
Yeah, it might even kill him, though, because there's been lots of people that die from that.
Okay, well, predominantly it doesn't, though.
Right.
It's classified as non-lethal weapon. and so are the beanbags, which have to be fired out of a shotgun. So, let's be honest, they're not really carrying shotguns around. But
anyway, you know what I mean?
If we give them, each cop, every fucking cop in this country, if we give them a non-lethal way to subdue their suspects, I think there would be less problems that we have. We had in Chicago, Ferguson.
I don't know.
All over the fucking place. It's every other fucking day there's some news story about a cop killing a black kid.
Yes, that's the ones that get broadcast, though. There's no outrage when it's a white cop killing a white kid doing the same thing. There's no outrage. Just like, for example, like the shit that happened in San Bernardino. And the same thing just happened in Paris. There's this big outrage because it happened in Paris, and everybody on Facebook puts a French flag on their face and all this nonsense. You know how many people I've saw with the American flag on their face since this happened? None. That's how many. None. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage around the world?
Yeah.
Where's the outrage?
You're right.
It was us. Just like when it's a cop kills a white guy. You don't hear about that. It doesn't even make the paper.
Well, it would around here.
I don't even know that it would. Because there's been people killed in Muncie that we don't know about. Huh? It makes page 3 of the Muncie paper. You don't see it.
Right.
But if it's a high profile, I agree there's racism. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny that, like, black people don't have a right to bitch or all of this stuff. But there's no outrage. Where's the outrage? What about if it's a black cop kills a white kid? What do you think happens? Nothing. That's what happens. You don't hear about it. I bet you a 10 hundred million thousand % of dollars. Like, I'll bet with Rothschild's money. Like, if you went and looked at the statistics of, like, white on white, cop to cop, or cop to person crime, or white on black on white, if you could even find a statistic, I bet you there's I bet more white people have been killed by police.
Well, wouldn't that make sense, though, since we're like 70% of the population?
I don't think that's accurate either.
Well, probably not anymore. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. But
even whatever they think is accurate is probably not accurate.
I would just say, okay, we're the majority, regardless of what the stats are. We're the majority. I would hope that stat is higher.
Sure, but what I'm saying is proportionately. And where's the outrage when it happens? How many white people do you suppose are killed by black people?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I'm not going to speculate. Okay, do you hear about that very often?
No.
All I'm saying is, where's the outrage? You know, I'm sorry. It's a Darwin Award.
What you're saying is the reverse of what you actually fucking mean. You don't want more outrage. You don't want white people jumping up, screaming up and down about a black cop killing them or a thug killing them. You don't want that reaction. You don't want the outrage. Your point is, why is there so much outrage on the other side?
Yes. I don't understand. Nobody cares? What is it?
Well, you're not in their shoes, though.
Sure. I can't possibly be in their shoes. I'm not looking at this from an ethnocentric point of view. I'm not saying it's okay to shoot black people.
I hope not, because I'd have to edit that shit out.
I'm not saying edit it or no, don't edit. I'm just saying, I don't think it's okay to shoot people.
Right. Don't, I don't shoot care. People. Yeah.
It doesn't. The bullet doesn't care. They don't. You don't buy black bullets and Caucasian bullets or Hispanic bullets.
Right.
That only shoot black, white, or yellow people or caramel people or. It does. It doesn't work that.
You said caramel, like the town.
Yes. What I'm sick of is caramel. Why do we have to attach race to it?
We don't. I agree that it would get better if we didn't.
Yeah.
But that's easy to say for a couple of white guys in rural.
Sure. England. Sure it is. Sure it is.
Because I haven't. Well, I won't say this has never happened, but I haven't been followed around a convenience store. You know, I don't deal with the things that a typical normal black person deals with in a predominantly white community.
Yeah. I'm not compassionate.
I can't
to that.
Fucking imagine.
I can't
that,
either.
Man.
That's not what I'm saying. It's not that I'm incompassionate towards that. I understand that. I've been to places with, you know, I've been to places with black people. You know, I mean, you know, I recognize that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is it's not okay for a black person to shoot a white person.
No, it's not.
It's not okay for anybody to.
It's not.
I'm sick of hearing about just when white people shoot black people. There's got to be something more than that that happens. I'm okay with reporting it, but report everything.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as fucking journalism.
No, there's not.
It's sensationalism.
It's all.
You know why it's all reported that way?
It's all been turned into, and I think we've talked about this before, it's predominantly, it's even leaked into the local news where it's editorialized.
It's
every fucking thing they say has been editorialized with an opinion attached.
Yeah, there's no germane to
and
the facts.
And that's not okay.
No.
To report news. That's not okay.
It's not reporting
for
news.
Your little fucking snide comments at the end of it. It's not okay for your sarcastic tone when
or
you're reporting
you're like,
something.
Oh, a bunch
you're
of
a
white
fucking
conservative
news
Christians got shot down, said no one ever.
If you want opinions about shit, start a podcast.
Or get on one of the
talk about whatever
TMZ
you want. But you're
the
fucking news.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think that there's a huge component
that's why
to that.
I fucking hate Fox News. And I'm predominantly a conservative Republican. And I fucking hate Fox News. Because they're the most played out, editorialized news broadcasting company there is. The other ones aren't far behind.
I think NBC is probably even more than Fox.
Yeah, but
Just with the total lefty wing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, that's it. Like NBC is total lefty. You know, and everything they say is, can we trace this back to the WASP?
This is Rush Limbaugh's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I mean. I want to remove race from the shit. Just report what happened. You know what? Except for nobody wants to hear there was 3,500 murders last night across America. You know what? Nobody says, hey, there was 3,500 murders, because nobody cares. Joseph Stalin said it best. When a single person dies, that's a tragedy. When a million people die, that's a fucking statistic. What I'm saying is, please remove race from the equation. Let's look at the statistics across the board.
Is that the end of that argument?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's it. Yeah. We're just going to
draw
a line in the sand here because not real sure where I'm at. And
I spent the last 15 minutes talking about that.
Yeah. That's some great stuff we didn't record.
So, the point being said is there's no attention paid to any other crime other than sensational crime.
What's your definition of sensational crime?
Well, like white on black, white on anything.
White on anything.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's, you know, that's what makes the news cycle, because that generate that like festinates hate within people, and it perpetuates racism.
Yeah.
You know, like Morgan Freeman said, you know, the best
he,
way
he is God.
The best. I don't know if I'd say that.
Is, no, he played God in that one movie.
I don't really believe in that either. So.
It was a good movie, though.
Yeah, whatever that's it was. Fine.
I don't remember.
I believe, you know, maybe more like a lowercase g God, if there's such a thing. I'm not going to give him respect of a big case G.
A big case G?
Ever since God was an uppercase G. He's making all the money. Dollar, dollar bills, y'all. No, there's enough people die and they don't pay. There's no attention paid. If that was all they cared about, they would seriously just give statistics like 3,500 people murdered last night.
Right.
Check the breakdown at 11 p.m. You know, like. No, nobody. Because there's no awareness rate. You know, that's back to my point earlier about where's the outrage? You know, where's the outrage at this, like, stuff that happened in San Bernardino? Where's the outrage?
Where's the outrage with what happened with Shane?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Where's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect example.
Yeah.
A white guy goes in and kills a white guy and his daughter in the face with a gun.
Yeah. Shot his daughter first, actually.
Yeah.
In the mouth.
Yeah.
A fucking 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Shot her in the mouth.
Yeah.
But good news for that fucking piece of shit. He got like 170 years yeah. or some shit.
But what I'm saying is, where's the... Other than that happened here in this town, I bet you people in Muncie don't know about that.
I don't know.
People in Marion, that, okay, at least maybe people in Muncie because it made the Muncie Star.
I brought it up at work. I work
15
miles out of my city in another city, and nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah.
And that just really goes to show me we don't fucking pay attention. Unless it's sensationalized.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, if had that been a white guy that went in, had that been like a black guy and his kid, I promise you the national news.
How about your ex-brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Jay Nella.
Yeah.
Fellow rapper of mine. I've been on several songs and did several projects with him. Got shot several times by a black guy.
Yeah. Where's the outrage?
That didn't come out in the paper like that. That's just what happened.
It's sad. And I'm not crying out for where's the white justice. You know, that's not at all. You know, because it'll come across that way. It's not a ethnocentric thing. I'm not a racist right. person. It's not, I'm not trying to say we need like white nationalism or no. white power or no. anything like that. No. I'm saying we need to remove all of it. If you're going to talk about one, what's the difference, like you said, with Shane and KK? Well, what's the difference between that and when it's the reverse?
Right.
There's no out. You don't even know. Nobody knows about it because it doesn't matter.
Well, luckily, everyone in our community, for the most part, took that very seriously and justice was served.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I was actually in the courthouse the day that flaming bag of turds got sentenced. Or no, not when he got sentenced, like when he got convicted. I went up there to see Sheila. And I couldn't go in through the courthouse like the normal way. Like I tried to go into the north side where I always park. And this big fucking sign on the door said, you know, no entrance, must use... North entrance or whatever. So I get up there, and luckily I'd left my phone in the car because it said no cell phones, no weapons, blah, blah, blah. Must use this door only. It's just one door. As soon as you walk in the door, metal detector.
That's cops. How it is at Marion at Great County's courthouse.
And I was like, God damn, what the fuck is going on here? And my vaporizer was in my pocket. And it beeped when I went through the metal detector. It's like, what's in your pocket? And blah, blah, blah. He's taking a handheld wand over me. And I said, oh, shit. I said, it's just my vaporizer. And I held it up and I showed it to him. He's like, oh, okay, that's fine. He's like, where are you headed? And I said, well, I need to go up to the assessor's office. And he's like, okay. And I said, no, not really. You got everything blocked off. I don't know how to get up there. You know, all the stairs were blocked off and shit. It was on the second floor. He's like, oh, okay, I'll escort you over here. And he took me. It was the younger kid cop here.
Right.
Like, he looks like he's fucking 12, but as far as I know, he's a good cop. He's a nice kid. He's helped me out a couple times.
Most of the police around the country are good people.
Yeah.
That's not saying there's bad ones, because there is.
Right.
But we focus way too much, like the news, you know, this kind of hammers home the point.
Right.
It's all geared towards negative things.
Yeah.
You don't ever watch on, that's why I don't watch the fucking news. Like, surely to God, there was a bus full of kids delivered safe to daycare. You know what? You don't have to only talk about the bus that flipped over and landed in a pond.
Yeah, it's all bad news, man. I just don't want to be called the bad news.
Yeah, that's it. Like, who wants? I don't need that kind of negative. I recognize that kind of shit goes on. My head's not buried in the sand, but I don't need to hear about that ad nauseum. I don't care. It's not that I don't even care. I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
It's not raising awareness of accidents. Isn't going to create less accidents. It's just going to. Everybody's going to be like, God, that sucks.
Yep.
That's it.
This brings everybody down.
Yeah.
We can't, you know.
Put some positive shit out there. Like,
God rest the souls if you were real people and actually died in San Bernardino, but this has no effect on my life.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds horrible and despicable and one-sided. I get it. It's bad, but I still have to get up and go to work.
I can't sit in my house and wait just in case.
The only thing it really affects is how I talk to you on this microphone on this fucking broadcast. That's it. I mean, it don't mean shit to me. You know, let something happen in fucking Central Indiana and I'll be like, oh, holy fucking shit. We got to do fucking go buy some goddamn ammo. You know what I mean? Yeah, but.
The thing is to stop it before it gets, you know, that close to home. But there's no way to know ahead of time.
No.
I've always said, there's no way to, you can't stop a lone wolf attack. No. Not possible. There's not any chance that, if you just decided one day that you're just going to take a gun to work and start capping, there's not anything anybody would know or be able to stop.
I could go to Walmart right now. And buy a couple of shotguns.
Yeah.
Go to work Monday morning and just light the fucking place up. And there'd be nothing to stop me. Nothing.
And even like on the vice versa, if it was illegal to buy shotguns, you could go to a city and buy shotguns and go do the same thing. It might cost more. You know, you'd have to budget more money into your crime element.
Yeah, and the difference is, in a large majority of this country, there's a whole lot of fucking incentive not to do some dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of incentive not to. You just have to fucking apply yourself. And you have to not subscribe to some fucking crazy two millennia old. Yeah.
Middle Eastern fairy tale.
Yeah, some fucking fairy tale. I mean...
My fairy tale is better from yours. Like,
yeah, that's you're about all it is. Like, that's all it is.
Over 2,000 years ago.
Just made up shit. You're fucking arguing over made up shit.
That'd be like if they went back to Lord of the Rings, you know, like a couple hundred years from now, I'd be like, Frodo was right.
Right.
You know, that's still make
believe. This shit might happen.
Sure.
Fucking.
Bigfoot might bust in here and start talking.
J.R.R. Tolkien might be a fucking god.
Two
centuries from now. You know what? You have no idea. Just a fucking book.
Look at Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
With the Mormons. That has been 200, you know, a couple hundred years, and he is
And that shit really didn't pop off till like the 40s.
Yeah, that's, you know.
So it took a while.
That's a whole other
thing with Scientology.
Yeah, that's made by
them are weird booger-eating motherfuckers.
And they're made by a science fiction writer.
Yeah.
Is the one
that shitty science fiction. Yeah. Not even a good one, a shitty one.
Who said it was make-believe? Also, yeah. Like, he even said it was make-believe. And you're telling me in 2,000 years ago, we're going to follow some kind of fairy tale from like a sci-fi, like.
Well, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even until like 400 fucking years after supposed Jesus supposedly died. I don't even know about the crane. I don't even know about anime Muhammad and what the fuck he did. I have no idea, but I know with Jesus, his books didn't start to pop off for like 500 years after he supposedly died.
Yeah.
I can write something right now that somebody might take serious 500 years ago, and I was just bullshitting.
It was in the Dead Hartford Scrolls.
Yeah.
We found this in the cloud. Like, we found this in the back corner of the cloud.
It was worse back then because nobody knew how to fucking read.
Yeah, or write.
Right.
So, and the people that were able to write were the fucking gods.
Yeah, you know? And that's why they were the gods.
Yeah, because they said, oh, I read this. Look, can you read this? Yeah. I can.
Yeah.
It says, if you don't give me all your money, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
You're going to burn in hell. I need all your money.
All your land. I need to rape your firstborn.
Yeah.
And marry your eldest daughter.
And you'll go to this pie in the sky.
Yeah.
Where everything's great.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you're going to hell where the gnashing of teeth and the worm dies not. And all this other baloney. Like, seriously, people are fighting and killing over this nonsense.
Yeah, and, you know.
And they're killing because you don't believe in the same nuns. That's like if DC comic people fought Marvel comic people. You know, like if you went to a Comic-Con convention and they were, like, having jihad against each other. Yeah.
Like fucking Thor versus Superman or
something. Yeah, like, could you just get a life? Like, come out of your mommy's basement. Do your own laundry.
Do realize this is not real, right?
Yeah.
It's our make-believe.
Do your own laundry this week. Go see the sunshine. Yeah. Maybe a vagina will appear somewhere and pierce it.
Pierced vagina. Hey, speaking of pierced vagina. Did you see the ad for Pornhub for the holiday season?
No.
Pornhub.com.
Not a big
This podcast purveyor. Is not brought to you by Pornhub.com. But they have a wonderful commercial on YouTube. It's safe for work. Basically, it's this family sitting around on Christmas Day, right? There's, you know, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, siblings, you know, 7, 8, 9 people. And everybody's open presents. They're all happy and blah, blah, blah. And they pan over to grandpa. And grandpa looks like he's like 80, 85 years old. And he's just kind of laid back in his chair looking like, fuck this shit. I hate the holidays. And then grandson comes over to him with an envelope. Hands him the envelope and winks at it. And granddad starts opening the envelope. He opens it, but they don't show you what's in the envelope. And then he gives grandson this big hug. And there's a single tear running down his cheek. And it just shows, like, the grandson's back and his the granddad's arms around the kid. And he's holding the envelope and peeked up out of the top of the envelope. It's a fucking Pornhub gift card.
What a good present for your grandpa.
I lost my shit, man. I can't imagine buying that for my grandpa. I don't have any living grandpas, so. Take that out of the equation. It'd still be fucking weird as shit.
That'd be nice. I actually.
What's an 80-year-old man do with a fucking Pornhub gift card, though? Really?
Check it out.
Must have got an email. Sorry about that. I guess, yeah. I mean, see if dick still works. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe his dick still works. Maybe he's got some blue things and MMA's too dry for it.
I remember, like, smoking pot with my grandpa. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, how many people can say that?
I cannot.
You know what?
I did have pot in my grandpa's house when I lived with him, but I never attempted to smoke it with him.
Yeah. So, my grandpa, my grandma, as after my daughter was born, and my grandma and grandpa came up from Missouri to visit, and my grandma was holding my daughter, and my grandpa said, "Hey, why don't you show me around?" Now, mind you, I probably look like a pothead, like a stereotypical pothead, or like some sort. As a matter of fact, the first
you get
time,
a profile of pothead, man. Yeah, and I'm probably as a matter in of fact, the dictionary.
The
and
first
shit.
Time my father-in-law met me, who was a cop, by the way, I remember pulling up there with my ex-wife and, you know, saying, "Hey, keep going. There's a cop there." And she says, "Oh, it's okay. It's my dad." And, you know, like, I just got made a purchase of some pot and some, you know, other party materials. And,
made a purchase.
And I remember sitting there and Steve said, "So what are you, one of those marijuana jokers?" You know, like, totally fucking lost my mind.
"What are you, marijuana jokers?"
This is the town cop. You know, he's the town cop.
That's constable to you.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, this is going to be good. Anyway, so then my grandpa comes, and my grandma's holding Cleo, and he says, "Hey, why don't you take me for a ride and show me around, you know, around town or whatever."
Show me around Matthews.
As soon as we got out the door, he says,
"It's 8 city blocks wide."
Says, "I know you got some of Papaw's weed." You know, he could tell. I don't know if he could just tell or he knew I had it in me or something, but that was the first thing he said is, "I know you got some of Papaw's weed." And that, so we went around and got fucking high as a kite. And he says, "You can't tell Grandma about this." Like, yeah, no problem.
Grandma gonna give him a piss test?
Yeah. This is the same grandpa that
piss in this mason jar, Wilbur.
I when I was in high school, my grandpa found out they had an 18-year-old son, you know, from when they was on vacation in, like, Portland 18 years before.
Wow. Oregon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Him and my grandma went there on vacation, and, like, it was, like, 17 years later, 18 years. It was not quite 18. That this lady sued him. She found him and sued him for support and won.
All 18 years?
Yes. Like, he had to pay us, like, a sum of money.
Wow.
And, you that's know, it's funny that, man, like, I have a uncle somewhere that's younger than me. That's,
yep.
You know, from a vacation baby. I'm sure my grandma had a headache that night, and he just went to the... asked somebody to show him around town, and
way to go, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's
like, it cost you dearly, but way to go.
Yeah, whatever. That's the kind of stock I come from.
Hey, we should probably wrap up, but it's been a fucking great time.
Ooh, I do not use condoms.
Blunking under the influence. We'll be back. We're not going away. I'm actually going to be putting up another show right after this. A BUI botcast.
Yeah, so it's a BUI bot. Download it.
Rapcast with
it won't affect your
more English mate Brent Stanley Waltham will be joining me for tomorrow's show. Sure, I probably fucked that accent up according to the Brits.
Yeah, whatever.
Who can't pronounce their own fucking language?
Tell them to speak English.
Yeah. Speak English, motherfucker. Speak American. And stop using S's on, like, advertise and apologize. It's a fucking Z, you fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Anyway, for BUI, Blogging Under the Influence, episode 100, and I don't give a fuck, my name is Mick.
This is T-Bone, Mo motherfucking Fabulous.
Whoop.
Arp.
I can spell it all out if I want to be a rat, but that ain't the path that I'm taking. So I turn the other cheek, even though I don't wanna, but you are the one that's forsaken. I can spill it all out if I wanna be a rat, but that ain't the path that I'm taking. So I turn the other cheek, even though I don't wanna, but you are the one that's forsaken. You know the rules, don't write my name, type my name, recite my name, or not.
ignite the flame. What in the hell when your life done changed? Your minds became more than just a slight deranged. I've decided that you like the pain, like a knife when it sliced the vein. Ice pick when it strikes the brain. 10 milli when it lights the flame. 60 yards with a sniper aim. You a rat where the vipers hang. Hyper lame, your life's a shame. When I'm in range, I bet your voice will change. Your pitch gon' shift and your mind is strained. Your heart gonna race from all them lies you claim. A bitch should avoid these kind of things. Pay heed to the warning of these lion's fangs. Before I lash out quick, make them siren sings. Unload the whole damn clip like a fire range. I can spill it all out if I wanna be a rat, but that ain't the path that I'm taking. So I turn the other cheek, even though I don't wanna, but you are the one that's forsaken. I can spill it all out if I wanna be a rat, but that ain't the path that I'm taking. So I turn the other cheek, even though I don't wanna, but you are the one that's forsaken.